choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and that's all for us at Scalds Hall. Coming up in a moment, we're going to be having Canada Post Rock with John, so enjoy your weekend.
For a taste of the classics with a twist, join me, Marguerite, with Classical Chaos, Sunday mornings starting at 9, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada.
Let's make a great sandwich. Step one, get the soft but sturdy bread.
Up in smoke, it's where my money goes.
Step number two, butter it with your favorite spreads. Step three, put in the meats and veggies. Step 4. Shake it up. Pepper, salt, and all.
It's 11 p.m. Jack has sneak out. Open fridge and I drink daddy big styles. Multi refine girl, more can reach out. And I'm anti A, more can speak out.
Step 5. Find another piece of sturdy bread. And that, my friends, is how you make a great sandwich. For more, listen to Soul Sandwich every Monday from 5 to 6 on CITR 101.9.
The Cat's Pajamas, a phrase to describe something super awesome or cool. The Cat's Pajamas, a super awesome and cool radio show featuring the latest and greatest indie pop, rock, and more from Vancouver and beyond. The Cat's Pajamas, every Friday at 10 to 11 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
CITR 101.9 FM.
A center for ants?
What?
We're a radio station broadcasting from UBC Vancouver.
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
Visit CITR.ca.
Derek, it's just a...
I don't want to hear your excuses! The center has to be at least... 3 times bigger than this.
Go ahead, there's no reason.
to go home. But what car could it go? But what paradise could it show?
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And I'm going to be on air with you until 11 p.m. tonight right here on CITR Radio. And starting off the program, you heard something from Holy Sons. A new album is called Fall of Man, and you heard the track called Out of Sight. And you may know Holy Sons as the work of a guy named Emil Amos. He's based out of Portland, Oregon, I do believe. And you may know him from a group called Ohm, as well as he was also in a group called Grails. They put out a few post-rock albums on Temporary Residence Records. But he also puts out a few solo endeavors under the name Holy Sons. He's got quite a large catalog of it. So check it out. Some of them have been released on Thrill Jockey. This most recent one just came out on Thrill Jockey Records. So we have a lot of students here in the atrium. So it's pretty interesting to see a ton of people here at the new radio station. It's going to be kind of a... I guess what it's going to be like in the fall once all the students are back. So if you're looking for a way to get involved at the radio station, you can check out their website, citr.ca, and find out the ways you can get involved if you're a UBC student. Anyways, like I said, got music queued up for you for the next hour. We got tons of good stuff coming up. Starting off, we're going to hear with a little bit more kind of garagey indie rock. Later on, we'll get into a little bit more darker and heavy grindcore and experimental and stuff like that towards the later end. But to start it off, you can hear a couple of garage bands. Like I said, you can hear something from a band called Soft S, local group, a track off their EP that just came in. You'll hear a track off of that, and the track is called Medicine. After that, a Edmonton group called the Oh My Gods, and you'll hear a track of an EP that they just sent into the station. And at the very end, a French group called Punctuation. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Softus.
Run. Union Events presents Dutch symphonic metal titans Epica and Swiss folk metalers LVT co-headlining on September 22nd in Vancouver at the Vogue Theater. Canada's The Agonist opening the show. Tickets available at Ticketfly.com. Union Events and Straight Records. That's Epica and LVT with The Agonist, September 22nd at the Vogue Theater.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock, if you're just tuning in. And I'm going to be on air with you until 11 p.m. tonight. Give you a quick rundown of what you just heard, starting with the most recent. You heard something from Punctuation and a track called La Réalité Nous Suffit. And it's often, well, that's the name of the album. You heard the track called Matteo. And that album was actually recorded at the Hotel du Tango. And it's one of the famed studios that most of the Constellation Records artists use. Anyways, before Punctuation, you heard something from Oh My Gods out of Edmonton with a track called Holes in My Head, with a self-titled release. And at the very top of that set was Locals' Soft Tests. And from Soft Tests, you heard an EP called Dark Power, and a track was called Medicine. And we're going to keep going with some more stuff, starting off with another local act, I do believe. Actually, I can't remember. These guys might be Victoria. Anyways, yeah, actually, they are from Victoria. They're called Pinner. And they have a new EP into the station called Number 2 Demo, aptly titled. And you'll hear a track called Island Song. And then after that, a band that came through town a few months ago, Fist City. They have a new album out called Everything is a Mess. Just came out on Transgressive Records, which is I do believe a UK label, which is a pretty big deal. These guys are based out of Lethbridge, out of the city I'm from. And also, as well as Calgary, I think they kind of jump between the two cities. Anyways, you'll hear a track called Losers Never Die right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is something from Pinner.
An island with murder crew, and fall into the sea, and you forget about me. I want you to go. I hate the way you hide my mouth. Twice must be now. Three things that come into my mind from time to time, no matter how hard I try not to. The echo in the stairs, the apple in the pears, I turn my eyes away and can't see you. I want you to go, I hate the way you arch my mellow. You don't have to think twice, must be now.
That The 2015 Versus Festival of Words is bigger and better than ever. Over 30 events and more than 100 spoken word artists performing April 23rd to May 3rd. Featuring Tanya Evanson, Robert Lashley, Mashed Poetics, and Robert Priest. Plus, the Canadian Individual Poetry Slam Championships. Check out workshops, panel discussions, masterclasses, and watch out for words flying out of people's faces. For festival passes and more information, go to versusfestival.ca.
My address is 2904 Salisbury Street.
I can't understand you. You need to speak English.
Hey, Polly, that remark is totally inappropriate. I know you're new here, but this is a safe harbor office. We're committed to treating all of our clients respectfully.
What would you do if you were this witness? Safe Harbor Respect for All provides diversity workshops across Canada with funding from the Government of Canada. Visit safeharbor.ca. Respect for all. Pass it on.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. What you just heard was Alberta's own Fist City with a track called Losers Never Die. And it's off the new album, Everything's a Mess. Prior to that was Pinner out of Victoria with a track called Island Song. And like I said, you're listening to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. Going to be here on air until 11 p.m. tonight. And in the next little while, I guess, I don't know, parental advisory. Music is getting a little bit louder and maybe some slightly offensive content, so maybe it's best for them to tune out. But up next, you're going to hear a couple of grindcore bands, and the first of which is a group out of Ottawa. They're called Fuck the Facts, and they have a new album that just came out called Desire Will Rot. You'll hear a track called Solitude. And these guys have been around for quite a few years. I'm not sure how many. I know they have a few albums out on Relapse Records, and I'm not sure what album this one just came out on. I'll have to look it up. But you can hear a track off of that called Solitude. And also, they have a female fronted, they're a female fronted grindcore band, I should say. After that, the brand new Napalm Death album. It's called Apex Predator, and they're back sounding vicious as ever. The new album just came out a few months ago, and they just came through town. Unfortunately, I missed the show, which I'm really regretting right now. But anyways, I think the reason why I didn't check it out was kind of like a festival lineup, and it ended up being like $40 or $50 or something. But hopefully I can catch them next time. They are super, super good live if you haven't seen them before. Anyways, from the new Napalm Death album, you'll hear a track called How the Years Condemn. And then after that, you can hear another grindcore group called Nasum. And these guys are on Relapse Records as well. And their singer passed away in the 2004 tsunami. He was one of the people that just went missing. And I don't believe they ever located his body. But anyways, you can hear something from Nasum. And then we'll see what we get to after that. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is something from Fuck the Facts. This track is called Solitude. Sorry about that. I'm just having a little bit of technical difficulties here. I'm trying to get this all queued up. I'll get back to you in a second right here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Decades of decline, drowning fatalities have been rising dramatically in Canada since 2004. Most drowning victims had no intention of going in the water, and harmless situations can become dangerous quickly. This summer, if you're going out on the water, even if you're not planning on going in it, be water smart and be prepared. Here are some things you can do to reduce your risk of drowning. Learn to swim and swim to survive. If you can tread water for a minute, you can orient yourself, and if you can swim 50 meters in a pool, you'll most likely be able to swim to safety in open water. Most drowning fatalities occur within just 15 meters of safety. Wear a life jacket or personal flotation device. 80% of all boating deaths were people who were not wearing one. Take a marine safety course, and if you're going kayaking or canoeing, know how to get out of your craft if it flips over. Practice basic safety moves such as wet exits and self-rescues. Save the alcohol for dry land after you're done playing on the water. And never go out alone. For more information and more safety tips, go to lifesaving.bc.ca.
By Dawson Smith. I don't know if you can make this.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And I'm experiencing a few technical difficulties in the booth. So we're going to move on a little bit away from this grindcore that I mentioned. And you're going to hear an experimental album that just came into the station. It's called Joyful Talk. It's out on a Drip Audio record label. And I do believe those guys are based out of Victoria, if I'm not mistaken. Check them out at dripaudio.com. You're going to hear a track called Gym Class right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Joyful Talk.
Thank you.
Amazon.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Back, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was a Joyful Talk off the Drip Audio record label, and you heard the track called Gym Class, and the new album is called MUUIXX. And now I got those louder tracks queued up and all ready to go right here on CITR. You're gonna hear something from Fuck the Facts, followed by Napalm Death and Nasum in this next set.
Yeah.
It's only a dream.
Power Chord, every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here, God, ugh.
Everybody dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Isn't there anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance. What, you don't like to dance?
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. And what you just heard was something from Nasum, a track called Doombringer off the Helvete album. And Nasum are out on Relapse Records. Very vicious and very sharp sounding grindcore. And they ended after their singer was pronounced dead in the tsunami of 2004. Before that was Napalm Death. They have a new album called Apex Predator, and you heard the track called Stubborn Stains. And at the very top of that set was a Canadian grindcore group called Fuck the Facts, and you heard a track off the album called Solitude. You heard the track called, or the album was called, Desire Will Rot, and you heard the track called Solitude. So we'll keep going with some more loud stuff, and you get into a couple of power violence bands. You're going to hear a band that I just stumbled on recently, and they're a Hellraiser-themed power violence band, and they're called Hellevator. You can check them out at elevatortohell.bandcamp.com, and that's not the Eric's Trip side project. They just happen to have the same Bandcamp name. From a album called Nail on the Head, you can hear a track called Peritonsillar Absence, and it's a 5-track EP. Really short songs, just around a minute, 2 minutes on some of them. After that, you're going to hear a group called Bucket Full of Teeth, a group out of Massachusetts, and you'll hear a track off an album called Ivy. You'll hear a track called Capital Distracts and Imprisons. Pretty short songs on this album, around 30 seconds to a minute, as most power violence bands are. Anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Hellevator.
My friend needs help!
What am I supposed to do? Who am I?
Yeah.
we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and that was something from the Bucketful of Teeth album. And you heard a track called Morbid Gathering, and actually you heard a track called Capital Distracts and Imprisons. And those guys are based out of Massachusetts. And prior to that, you heard another Power Violence band, a band themed on Hellraiser, and they're called Hellevator. You heard a track called Paratonsillar Abscess off the Nail on the Head. Check them out at elevatortohell.bandcamp.com. So hope you've enjoyed the loud music in the past little while. And I'm going to keep going with some more really dark and experimental stuff. And you'll hear a group called Chaos Echoes. And they're a France kind of black metal drone ambient group. They kind of remind you of a group called Deathspell Omega, because they fuse those elements of black metal. But they have a really dark and droney and really eerie sound to them. From Chaos Echoes, you're going to hear a track off an album called Transient, and it's a, it's just in Japanese, and I do believe the translation is, I had it before, it's something like, Know Your, it's just a Japanese characters, and all the other tracks are in English. But anyways, check them out at chaosechoes.bandcamp.com. And this album was mastered by James Plotkin. He does a whole bunch of really great experimental metal albums. Right here on CITR, I'm going to leave you with this track, and this will close out the show. Keep it locked for more great programming on CITR, and I'll be back next week with some more great tunes. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from a group called Chaos Echoes.